Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the food guys. We were talking about different kinds of bread. You're kind of in a bread phase right now.
I've been in a bread phase for a few months. It's sourdough. I just have this wonderful
sourdough. Your sourdough is coming on.
It comes on anytime I want to work with it when weather is warm. It still works when it's cold, but yeast and bacteria love it at around 72 degrees, 73
right.
degrees.
Sure, yeah.
My kitchen will not stay at that temperature in the fall, early spring, fall, and certainly not winter.
Mm-hmm.
Kitchen temperature then is about 62 degrees.
Ah.
Sourdough will work, but it'll take much longer because I don't add any other yeast. It's the wild yeast that is in the sourdough starter.
I see.
But I love making sourdough breads. I love the whole process of it.
I love eating them.
You love eating it. Well, it's living organisms. A sourdough starter is a culture of wild yeast, which is actually in flour. You don't have to add anything. And bacteria. So all you need to do is mix flour and water and let it sit at room temperature for a couple of days, and it will sour naturally, and that will be basically your basic starter. My starter, I used grapes. Remember that?
Sure, yeah.
So I would take organic grapes. There's yeast in the grape and on the outside of the grape.
Sure.
And so you take a bunch of grapes and you wrap it in washed cheesecloth and you bang it with a rolling pin to start getting the juices flowing. And then you plunge it into a container that has flour and water mixed together.
He's gesturing with a rolling pin, folks.
It takes about 12 days or so to get a starter, an actual sourdough starter that you can use from using the grape thing. If you don't have grapes, you can get a starter going and probably strong enough to use within about a week. Whenever I make a bread, I will take a measured amount of the starter and I'll mix it with water and I'll mix it with flour and I'll knead it in a mixer. And then I will let it rest for the flour to absorb the liquid totally, the water totally. And then I would add some salt, which tightens the gluten and makes it stronger. And then knead that for a few minutes. And that's pretty much bread dough.
That's
my sourdough.
That's the sourdough.
And then it rises slowly at room temperature, maybe take 3.5 hours or so to rise to double. And then I knock it down gently. I fold it over itself a few times. And then I divide it into two pieces usually and shape it into boules or baguettes and let it rise again in a couche, which would be a canvas that I have pleated into folds and I have baguettes rising in that or I have wicker baskets for the boule and I cover that and then I refrigerate that overnight.
Sure.
So that it has an overnight fermentation and it's only the next day that I give it the full rise and then bake it on stones in my oven that I spritz water into on the floor of the oven, never on the bread, because that gives the surface of the bread a yucky coating.
Yeah.
You can spray the walls of the oven with a mister, or you can put cold water on the floor of the oven and it'll generate plenty of steam. So I've been doing that. Mm-hmm. Then I came across a tartine bread. Tartine is the name of a restaurant in San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
And this is tartine bread, and the owner of the restaurant has his own way of making a starter. But there's hardly any kneading of the dough. There's virtually no kneading. The dough is very wet. Once you've mixed the dough, and he uses bread flour and whole wheat flour, but mostly bread flour. And after you've mixed that with your starter, put it in the bowl and you pick up sections of the dough and you fold it over itself a few times. Then you wait 20 minutes and you do this 5 times or so. You give it a final rise, maybe in a wicker basket, and then you bake it in a cast iron oven that's heated up in your oven. And it makes a great bread. It's got great flavor and it has a nice open texture, lots of holes. Then there's Jim Leahy's bread, which is the same kind of thing. He kind of invented the no-knead bread recipe, this baker in New York.
Oh, yeah,
and it's just
that.
Bread flour, salt, 1/4 teaspoon of yeast, and then he lets this dough rise for 18 hours overnight. Mm-hmm. And the next day he shapes it What happens during this rest is that the gluten strands knit together spontaneously. Oh. There is no kneading necessary. And this is also baked in a cast iron container, like a casserole. And it bakes up beautifully. It rises wonderfully and has big holes in it because it's high hydration. What that means is that when you divide the weight of the flour into the weight of the water, you'll get like 75%. That is a 75% hydrated dough. Very wet, gives you big holy structure.
And it's tasty as
heck. It's so terrific. So I've been doing that, and it is so much fun. I would wish everybody would have this kind of fun at home in their own kitchen. You can't beat it.
I think you're having too much fun. Get back to cooking. And as for you folks out there, come back and see us next time for
The Food Guys.